Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight, a health and wellness company. I am an educator, spiritual teacher, speaker, author, nurse, and fitness trainer, and very passionate about healthy living. This last week has been really filled with amazing discoveries. And even though they might be small to you, they were big to me because they made a huge impact on my life. So let me ask you a few questions. Does your day flow the way you expected? Do you always get accomplished what you set forth to get done for that day? Why or why not? Are you getting easily distracted or off course? Are you working in an office or from home? How can you avoid these sidetracks and keep focused? Do you work without a break for yourself? Are you nurturing yourself first, taking care of yourself first, then of others? Well, as you might have guessed, today's topic is planning. And that's something I've been doing forever. However, never as efficiently as I am today. There are many different ways of planning, though this new way that I just learned makes the most sense to me. Well, before I just, made a list and wrote things down and checked off whatever I needed to get done. And I realized that I put a lot of busyness into my schedule instead of business, instead of focus, instead of accomplishment, instead of getting things done and moving on and forward. And that I am changing now with the new way I learned to plan. And so I just want to share a few things with you. If you have anything to contribute after you listen to this, please don't hesitate to let me know. But this is my personal experience at this point, and I just want to share what I've learned without attacking anybody, without attacking myself, just by being true and honest and open with myself and realize where I was and where I am now. I'm pretty positive that everybody loves to see improvement in themselves or in people around them. And sometimes it is very difficult to communicate what is needed, what is expected. Therefore, by me doing it and using myself as an example, I should not offend anybody. I should just be looked at as making suggestions. And you can try them out. If it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, if you have a system in place already that works for you, please go on with your system that works, because that's the main thing. So the first thing I'm doing now, first for a week, and then I go down to a daily thing, because I have actually a monthly outcome, the three most important things that I want to achieve in a month. But you can't just say day one, okay, on day 30, I'm going to have this achieved, without breaking it down. So the first step is to brainstorm everything that needs to be done, from paying bills to eating meals, because I forget that quite often when I get busy, to delegating, to other things that need to be done. I just write everything done. Then I categorize it. Mostly I go into the areas of how important is what I have down there. Is it urgent and important? Is it non-urgent and important? Or is it not urgent at all? Is it not important? Is it not important and non-urgent? These are all variations, and we can use them to the best of our ability, whatever works for us and our plan. Then, when I've categorized it, I'm going to prioritize what is the most important thing that I do in order to get me to the end of the month. Mission accomplished. I've done it all, and I feel good. I'm empowered. So by prioritizing, that makes a huge difference. Some things I am using now to prioritize is, what do I do? What can nobody else do but myself? What do I get to do? Then the next question is, what can I defer or reschedule? What is not that important? Then number three is, what can I delegate with minor supervision to someone else who can do a great job and free me up on the time that I need to get the things done I need to get done? And one of the most important ones, and I used to consider that as totally non-important, and now I realize, wait a minute, this is so important. What can I delete or dump? What do I not need? And just by crossing out everything that is not important, that I don't need, that I can do at a different time or whatever, whoa, that frees up space. It's amazing. So having done that, then I can take schedule Monday through Friday. If you want Saturday and Sunday, that's up to you. My schedule is Monday through Friday because the weekend is for my husband and myself, or for the three of us, with including our daughter, if we can go visit her. So I just want to get everything done that is important to me to move myself forward in my business, in whatever I do. And so I write the priorities down, categorize it by day, and put in a block system. You can have blocks on your schedule, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours. I wouldn't go over 2 hours without a break in between, because otherwise your brain does not function too well anymore. So I have noticed it's usually, if I do 2 hours, I take a 10-minute break after 50 minutes, and then I work for another hour. And that way, I can actually focus. What do I do during the break? Probably drink some water, do some stretches, something that rejuvenates me, that gives me energy, that makes me feel good. And that is so important. We always think work has to be drudgery. But even if it's not fun, it can be fun. We can make it fun. Why not look at work, some things that we do, in a playful way, in a gameful way? And because it's gameful, it can be. That's right. It can be so much fun that you get it done so much faster, and that you enjoy doing it, and that you go, oh my, I didn't know I just literally, really, truly worked for 2 hours without noticing how the time flew by. I got things done. I got my schedule for today accomplished, and I am feeling good. Another way to see if our scheduling is actually perfect to the point. Excuse me, let me take a sip of water. Thank you. So our checkbook is actually a reflection of our scheduled IPAs, income producing activities. So when we see the checkbook have more and more money in it, we know that we've made more money and spent less. That's a great thing to do. That's the way to improve. How do you feel when you accomplish every assigned task, be it daily, weekly, or monthly? Do you actually realize where you need to work more or where you need to work less? Is your schedule ideal for you to be happy, healthy, and balanced? Remember, all my shows have to do with emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. Health equals balance. Because if you're imbalanced, you can't be healthy. Something goes out whack. So, are you living your life to its fullest? Be your best, do your best, and give your best daily. Remember, last week I talked about the dash, the poem, which has to do between the date of birth and the date of death. And that one was written by Linda Ellis. So I'm going back to that, and I want to actually fill my dash with important things so I can leave a legacy behind that shows people that I was organized, that I loved what I did, that I planned in advance, and that I was focused. Having said that, I just gave you a few little hints of what's going on, and maybe it could help you schedule your things better. I have a little statement here that's written by Greg Glassman. It says, "A goal is a specifically desired end state expressed in a positive tense, which provides motivation and direction on the path to achievement that is unique to you." So with that, I'm going to close for today. I have a gift link there for quotes and things about planning and being good. There's some amazing quotes. I just read them all, and I really hope you're going to read them too and enjoy them as much as I have. And I want to tell you again that to get in touch with me for questions, for suggestions, for all types of communication, you can go to http://www.miklknight.com. That's MiklKnight.com. Remember the knight and shining armor? My email is dythomson@miklknight.com. My phone number, 562-335-4956. And there you can leave me a message or a text, and I will respond as soon as I have an opening to take care of my phone calls and my texts and all that stuff. But I will respond, because that is one of my goals, to be honorable and to be trustworthy. So having said all that, I'm going to leave you for this week and say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. Have fun, enjoy life, live it to the fullest, and make the best out of your life each and every day. Be your best, give your best, and do your best so you will never have any regrets. Again, take care and have a fabulous week.